Yes. Glory to his name. There's something about turning. So I'm going to do it one more time. It got some things. I want God to turn for me.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Kempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Kempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
St. John chapter 15, verse 27. John chapter 15, verse 27. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Begin reading now. All right. Now, if you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Let's begin reading now.
And he also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject. I need a witness. I need a witness. There are three things this verse reveals to me. One is when Jesus says, and ye also. It suggests to me that it isn't a suggestion from him, but rather a requirement from him. And ye also shall bear witness. And ye also shall bear witness. Now, when he says, and ye also, it would behoove us to back up to verse 26, because verse 26 says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Now, one of the things Jesus is bringing up in this verse is the presence and the operation of the Holy Spirit. You do know in the book of Acts that follows John, Jesus tells us in the 8th verse, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and all of Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, one of the things that I need you to understand is Jesus is helping us to recognize the reason why he has done all he has done, said all that he has said, taught all that he has taught to these disciples is so that when he is gone off the scene, they will be able to continue the work that he began in them. He wasn't talking just to hear himself talk, but rather he was transferring his trend of thought into their thought processes to help them to be able to navigate the circumstances of life and to be able to correlate whatever word that was appropriate with whatever work they found themselves doing. In modern day times, it would be something like, what would Jesus do? And that's one of the reasons why the people of God must focus in on the Word of God, because God has called us to be witnesses for him. You're not where you are and who you are for your own sake and your own glory. You have been bought with a price. You belong to him, and he expects you to be a witness for him. It is a requirement of his disciples. And ye also shall bear witness. In other words, a witness is one who speaks of what they have seen, heard, or witnessed. And Jesus tells them, listen, because of your two relationship with me. Now, this is important. You should not take this lightly. When the Lord saved you, he saved you. The person on the side of you, they have their own testimony. They have their own salvific experience. But when he saved you, he saved you. And can't anyone tell your story for you like you? And so it is because Jesus has forged a relationship with you, making it clear back in the 16th verse of this same chapter, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father, he in my name, he may give it you. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. But then he goes on in the end of this and gives you the reason. The reason. Because we always like reasons. Why, Lord? For what reason, Lord? And he tells them, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Now, when he says ye have been with me from the beginning, he's had many beginnings. What beginning is he talking about? Well, clearly he's talking to the disciples, and he's talking about the beginning of his earthly ministry, when he himself had been baptized and began to choose the 12 disciples to follow him. He's talking about when he began his earthly ministry and he one by one by one chose each one, even Judas, for the day of reckoning, for that day when Judas would betray him. Why? Because he knew the hearts of every person. But not only that, there was not one man in the group that was totally perfect. Not one. And that's a sign and a signal to us to understand that God don't pick perfect people. He perfect people because he himself is perfect. It would make no sense to pick a perfect person when he's trying to prove that he has come to save the sinner. He said, I came to seek and to save that which were lost, not those who say they're already found. It's not the well who need the physician, but the sick. And so Jesus is making clear, listen, my job is to become what the sinner needs to see the salvation of God in him as the Savior God has sent. And because he chose these men to encircle him, that he might transfer again his trend of thought into their thinking. Why? Because he was here for a limited time only. Only. And he wanted them to be able to know his word, share his word, but more importantly, to do his word. He said, I do always those things which please my Father.
All right.
And as the Father hath sent me, so even so send I you.
Amen.
You. And my brothers and sisters, there is somehow a breakdown in what God has, through Christ Jesus, required of us to do and what we are doing. If we were all being the witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, we would have, well, let me put it this way. Proverbs 11 and 30 says that the righteous, the tree, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is wise. How can you win a soul and you don't even witness? You don't open up your mouth. You don't share Jesus Christ. How can you say to folk, follow me, when you don't want folk to know where you're going? I suggest and submit that it may be because you're living one way outside and professing another way inside. Because if we were truly walking, talking, living, breathing the things of Jesus Christ, there would be more folk following us. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, this is the king speaking, let us go into the house of the Lord. Who have you asked to come into the house of the Lord lately? You see, my brothers and sisters, we are called to be more than a one-time witness. You've heard of one-hit wonders? They make one good hit, and that's all they live off all the rest of their life. Boy, that was a good hit I put out, didn't I? Ain't never put out another one but that one. Some of us are one-hit wonders for Jesus. We may have led one person to Christ and no more, we quit. We did our job. No. As long as there's life in our body, as long as there's breath in our body, God, through Christ Jesus, expects us to be a witness. It is a requirement. Say with me, it is a requirement for his disciples to be a witness. Now the only question remains is are you a disciple of Christ? Because this is a requirement of his disciples. The Holy Ghost is going to do his job. But at this point in time, he had not come. Jesus was setting up the stage for him to come because Jesus was leaving. And that's why in the 26th verse, he tells him, tells us, but when the Comforter is come, and we've shared that. Verse 25 backs up and says, but this cometh to pass, that the word might be written, that is, the word might be fulfilled, rather, that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. See, that's why we've got to be a witness. Can I tell you the world still hates him? Without a cause? I said the world still hates him without a cause, and he needs those of us who love him to be a witness and to lift him up. He said, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. You don't have to do the drawing of men. Just do the lifting of Jesus. He will do the drawing. Like men are putting Jesus down, he needs his disciples to lift him up. Are you lifting him up? Because he says they hated him without a cause. But then in verse 24, he goes on to give them another reason to be a witness. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. And if you missed that, look at verse 23. He that hated me hated my Father also. And I got to tell you in verse 22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak, that's no covering for their sin. They are being exposed. And I got news for you. Whatever's done in the dark, oh, somebody ought to hear me today. In the Old Testament, it says, be sure your sin will find you out. So Jesus is giving them a helpful holy hint. You better get it right, because what's done in the dark, the light will shine on it. The covers will be pulled off of all of your dark, dirty deeds done in that place where you thought nobody saw them. 21, he says, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. 20 says, remember the words that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. 19 says, if you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. But in 18 he says, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. But 17 says, these things I command you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. I already told you, 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever... what? Ask of the Father, come on. In my name, what is he going to do? He's going to give it to you. Now look at what he says in 15. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you what?
Friends.
For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. 14, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And then look what he says, 13. Greater love hath no man than what? That a man lay down his life for his friends. 12 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. 11 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. If you keep my commandments, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be what? If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall what? What? Ask what? You will, and unto you. Can you help me? Don't run through it. Don't run through it. If what? If a man, any man, pick a man. If a man abide not in me, what happens to him? And I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that believeth in me, abideth in me, stay with me, continue with me, and I in him, the same, bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Now ye are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. In verse 1, there are 11 words. In verse 2, there are 27 words.
In verse 3, there are 13 words. In verse 4, there are 30 words. In verse 5, there are 30 words. In verse 6, there are 31 words. In verse 7, there are 24 words. In verse 8, there are 16 words. In verse 9, there are 16 words. In verse 10, there are 24 words. In verse 11, there are 21 words. In verse 12, there are 14 words. In verse 13, there are 17 words. In verse 14, there are 11 words. In verse 15, there are 37 words. In verse 16, there are 43 words. In verse 17, there are 10 words. In verse 18, there are 15 words. In verse 19, there are 34 words. Verse 20, 37 words. 21, 20 words. In verse 22, 23 words. In 23, there are 8 words. In verse 24, there are 32 words. In verse 25, there are 23 words. In verse 26, there are 30 words. And in verse 27, there are 15 words. 613 words in this 15th chapter. In honor of this Christian Education Month, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When you give you to the scriptures will give you what they don't give anybody else. Can I give you one more point and close this out? Look at the first two words of this chapter, John 15, verse 1. What did we say? I am. There are seven times in this book of John that he says, I am. One, I am the bread of life. Two, I am the light of the world. Three, I am the door. Four, I am the good shepherd. Five, I am the resurrection and the life. Six, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And seven, I am the true vine. But there are always hidden messages for those who spend time with God. Now, I told you the first two words in John 15 and 1 is I am. But look at the last two words in John 15, verse 27, and tell me what they say. Now, you put the first two in the beginning and the last two at the end, and what does it say to you? I am the beginning. He confirms that in Revelation, where John was on the Isle of Patmos. And in the first chapter, in the seventh verse, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end, the first and, oh Lord, I wish I had somebody. Somebody ought to be able to say something about me. Yeah, I wish I had a witness. And the church said, amen.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.